In the fall of the year, we would get our annual visit from the Indians. They would come in the morning by car and have horses and supplies with them. There probably were about 30 adults, because I think they pitched about 4 to 5 tents in the upper pasture. They were there to go hunting for deer, and they would stay about 2 weeks. This was a fascinating time for me. The whole families came and brought their children and even little babies called papooses. The men would go hunting and bring back the deer meat and hides. The women would prepare the hides for tanning and making moccasins, gloves, clothing, and many other things. One year, Dad gave them his hide and they made my mother some beaded moccasins and a pair of gloves for Dad. They may have done that every year, but I just remember one particular year. The beading was done so beautifully. However, I did not like the smell of the smoky material in the house. Mom's moccasins were really smelly, I thought. We provided the Indians with fresh milk every day, maybe other things. The Indian children would come down in the evening and come in the house and just sort of sit and listen. It was a little hard to get them to talk, if I remember right, but they would bring a papoose with them, and I got to hold him in his cradle. It was a wonderful experience. My grandpa was very good to the Indians, and they loved him. The older men of the tribe would come to visit with him in the living room and talk about the old days. Grandpa would speak a lot of their language. I heard a little of it, but mostly I stayed out of the way. When the men came in from their hunt, they built a sweat house made of willows bent over to form a dome-shaped little room. Then they would heat rocks in a fire outside the house until very hot, and they would bring buckets of water from the river into the little house and dump the rocks in the water. This would cause a steam like a sauna bath, and they would sit in there for some time. Then, when they were done, they would run out of the little house, stark staring naked, and go jump in the river. I suppose they did this to close the pores. They were very healthy people, so I guess this did them a lot of good besides giving them a good bath. I thought it was a great way to bathe. I wasn't allowed up at the camp when all this was going on. I had been warned by my folks to stay away from the camp until later in the evening. Later, I knew why. I got to go skinny dipping all the time, but not when anybody else was around. Most of the time, we wore bathing suits. That was just in case we couldn't run back to the house if someone came driving in. The Indians would leave just as they had arrived, very quickly and quietly. They always left things just as they found them, and then they were gone. The next year would come, and they would be back. I always thought this was so special. I have tried to find out more about where they came from. After all is said and done, we think that they were some of the Warm Springs tribe. I have tried to find out, but to no avail. In those early days, Claude started a school in the little schoolhouse across the field. It was a one-room school with a cloakroom to hang coats. There were some shelves in the main room, and that is where supplies and library books were kept. Claude went clear through his freshman year there and had one particularly great teacher, Mrs. Caldwell. She was a sweet lady, and we knew all her family. They came to the ranch often, and we went to visit them when they lived at Browns Creek. Claude thinks she gave him a very good start in life from her teachings. Sometimes there were only 2 or 3 of us at school. The Dailies would be there, and I have some pictures of some of the others who I can't really remember too well. Claude would go down to the school about an hour before school started, and he would build a fire in the stove. Then he would pump some water in a bucket and also clean the floors. He was the official janitor, and I think he got paid about $5 a month. Maybe a little more. He really earned it. I started there in my first grade and had a teacher whom I did not like. She'd get on my case, and I really did not like my first grade of school at all. I would start pleading with my mom to let me stay home, but she was smart enough to make me go to school. And I guess I learned something. I got to go to the second grade the next year. Then Claude and I had the most wonderful teacher, Ford Hunnell. It was his first teaching at our little schoolhouse. He drove from Bend every day. He was not only a good teacher, but he would play ball with us at recess and always had a smile. He was a genuinely nice man, and at the end of the school year, he took us on a picnic over on Big River and treated us all to hot dogs and other picnic things. I have never forgotten him. He went on from that little one-room school to become a principal in schools in Deschutes County. I started to like school that year.